Hello, hello. Good morning, beautiful souls. I've been away for a week. I haven't done any podcasts. So busy. Well, I'm grounded now here in Vancouver. And last night, I was having a Facebook Live interview with our beautiful Queen Celia. And she just reminded me of what I needed to do, declutter. Hey? Do you guys have some mess around your home, some things that you've been keeping and holding on to forever, and you don't even wear those clothes anymore, it doesn't fit you, or it's too big? Whatever that is a clutter. So it's time to clear. Clearing and remembering everything around us has an energetic imprint. So if we want to have a beautiful, flowing, clear life, we want to release and let go of things that doesn't serve us. So then we can give it to others for people to enjoy these things, and that we are living in an abundant space. And the crane bug today is here from the Oracle Mermaid, Oracle of the Mermaids. I love this Oracle book. And it's about sacred ocean medicine, clutter, declutter, choice. So the crane bug is keeping things that are sacred for you. And these things, you know, keep it simple. Like, I was also watching a lecture from minimalist. Like, my son Theo was a minimalist, and I love to embody that within me because I really don't need to consume anymore. Like, really, we are not helping Mother Earth. You know, the trees and all these things that we are buying and doesn't even really matter when we leave this world. So let's live a simple, clear, happy life, you know? Things that are accumulating, time to let go. Even thoughts, a lot of thoughts, unconscious negative belief about ourselves, a lot of distractions or negative emotions, kind of like isolation, feeling alone, depression. When these things are in our head, it's time to clear those thoughts, because thoughts becomes material. It holds density in our body, in our emotions. So let's keep the things and the thoughts that are vibrating in joyful, loving presence. Let's be present in our relationships, in our, you know, contracts and agreements. Like, if your person, if the other person is trying to get hold of you and, you know, wanted to have a business with you, have some discernment, because there's so much things that is hidden behind us, right? It's like, When you're coming into an agreement with another person, a partnership, ask yourself your true essence. Do you really feel like doing this with the other person? Because you're signing in a contract. It is a sacred contract that is going to be a catalyst for you. So for me, working with others is fine. But there are some things that I just want to do by myself, because it is my energy, it is my teachings, wisdom, all those things, right? You want to have a clear discernment in handling any contracts with others. And follow your intuition. Follow that bliss. Follow your heart and your telepathy, right? Your energy. So today, let's do some clearing. Clearing of our thoughts, clearing of things. And I'm going to do 2 days workshop of Akashic Records. And my intention for today is stillness and peace. That, you know, when you're going through challenges, that you'll be able to find some stillness and reconcile with your soul. That spark, the divine grace within you. That you are here to experience these amazing adventures, joy, love. Leave your legacy with light and happiness. So thank you so much for listening. And I'm going to keep in touch. I'm going to organize my podcast. I know my YouTube is going well. It's every week I do that video vlog. And yeah, so keep on plugging. I love you guys. Thank you so much for sharing my work. And this is for our collective awakening. Yay. Love you. Have a great Saturday. Bye. Namaste.